Dan Lamb, Moto X Addicts, Cooper Webb, Hangtown 2014. How you feeling?
Feel good.
Yeah?
Had a good day. You know, we fixed some of my issues, but still the same result, which is obviously good for me, and it's a good start for the year. We're only at the second round, and we got 10 more to go. So I'm just having fun, and you know, obviously I want to win, but we'll try to do it next weekend and just kind of keep getting better and better.
Is it frustrating at all watching Jeremy kind of walk away in the motos, or is it something that you feel like, you know, you're just taking your time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as a racer, I don't like to see anybody pull away or beat me like that. But, you know, I think if I can get a – obviously, I had good starts today, but if I can actually get a whole shot or at least second behind him, I think I can run his pace and we can obviously check out from the field. So I got a lot better starts, but it was about fourth or fifth where he's pulling the whole shots. So work on that again. And like I said, obviously his speed's really good, but you know, I feel like it's a long season. Hope I can get that win next weekend.
Yeah, you talked about in the press conference your fitness, your program changing or stepping up. What kind of differences do you have this year as opposed to your rookie year?
Obviously experience. Everybody, you know, you gain experience as you go, but started training with Garrett Swanepoel, and we got on a really strict training program, and you know, he pretty much said if you follow it, you'll do good.
Yeah.
So obviously it's paying off right now, and worked a lot with the team with the new 2014 bike, and with Gary Bailey, he really stepped it up and really fine-tuned my program, and just I got a solid program, you know, and just having a lot of fun. You know, I think that's kind of something I was lacking a little bit in Supercross. Just started to take everything so serious. But at the end of the day, we're still out here riding dirt bikes.
Are you surprised? I mean, you got Blake back. You got Dean Wills. Obviously, Dino's out now, but he was there last week. You've got Christoph Porcelli. You've got two world champions. You've got two national champions, vice champions, and you're the second best guy right now. And obviously, getting close to the first. Is it surprising?
I mean, honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew I'd be good. Obviously, the goal was to win the championship, but to get 4 seconds, Jeremy is kind of unexpected. I guess I was hoping I could get second or first or be on the box and take it race by race, but you know, obviously I was expecting some different winners by now. And with Christoph, Musgrin, Anderson, though, I mean, there's so many guys that obviously can still win. But you know, it's good to be, I guess, the second best guy. So that'll be the best.
I think you've surprised Baggett and those guys too. So last question. Next week we're going to the high elevation. Colorado, how do you like Lakewood?
Yeah, I love Lakewood. It's one of my favorite tracks in the circuit.
Isn't that where you got your first podium in the moto?
Yeah, I got my first podium there last year, and I really enjoy that place. So hopefully go there with some momentum and just have a good mojo and hopefully get the job done.
Elevation didn't mess with your bike or you too much?
No. I mean, obviously the bike makes it slower, but it's kind of crazy they have some of the biggest jumps at elevation, but I love the big jumps. So.
Nice. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Congrats, Cooper. You're killing it, dude.